Chief, how are you, man?
Outstanding. How are you?
Good, are brother. You? It's good to see you, man.
Always good to see you. The realest man on the radio.
Brother,
we
you know,
appreciate you.
I try. We go back even further than the coat and blanket drive, because before we settle the discussion about bonds in the city of Atlanta for the city of Atlanta jail, I would call you and I would say, Chief, I want to bail everybody out of jail. I want to bail everybody out who's there because of a fine, right? If I can just get them out, pay cash, get them out. You would always have your person draw up the list of people so we could get it taken care of, and you did it always immediately.
Well, thank you, right? We do go way back.
Yeah.
And in that same vein, you were a visionary to see some of this coming on the horizon, and it was certainly a pleasure to get out in front of this movement and be a part of change before it actually changed. So to be able to do that and really be able to give back to the community from where we sit has been important, and thank you for your leadership as well.
Well, we thank you for what you're doing, brother. You're doing something else now called Pat 3 Program. Explain that to us.
So as the new mayor came in, one of the goals was to, and one of her goals and pillars is really centered around criminal justice reform, mm-hmm. and how do we better serve the community. We started a program called the PAT 3 program, preparing adult offenders to transition through therapy and training. It's a program like no other. And in short, individuals, we've partnered with Commissioner Dozier at the State Department of Corrections. Mm-hmm. We actually house state inmates who have 12 to 18 months left on their sentence.
Okay.
And let me be clear, they are nonviolent offenders. The statistics hold out that 80 to 85% of people in the state prison system come back to the Atlanta metro region anyway. One of the largest problems that watershed management and different departments, public works, have had over the years is filling vacancies and crews. As Atlanta grows, those crews then, those individuals are taken from watershed management for better jobs, construction jobs, et cetera. And keeping a steady crew to fix fire hydrants and water meters, et cetera, was a large problem for us. So we partnered with Commissioner Powell over at Watershed Management and developed this program. This program allows us to actually employ detainees while they're incarcerated and pay them just like you and me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's back up. They are getting paid an actual per hour wage for working.
So not just per hour wage. Here's the important piece. We are able to design this program with Commissioner Dozier's help to make sure that everyone comes in, they're fathers. And so the primary focus is to rebuild the family unit, mm-hmm. unit in that space. So what we do is phase this program in. They're trained through watershed management. I have to thank Nancy Flake Johnson over at Atlanta Urban League for her leadership. She comes in, her team comes in, they teach these inmates soft skills, how to really rehabilitate things that they, some of these individuals have been in prison for 4 to 5 to 7, 8 years and acclimate them to society, but we pay them. They become city employees through this phase process.
Man, that is so amazing.
So give you a quick glimpse at what our projections look like. If they would have anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 saved in the bank. They far exceeded those expectations, but more importantly, they leave with a sense of dignity and pride.
They have a job. So
they have a job. Unlike other transitional centers, first we had to become a certified transitional center through the state. We did that. But unlike other transitional centers, they don't have to go look for a job. Mm-hmm. We have a job for them. We have a sense that this is not done anywhere else in the country. They get employee benefits just like we get. They get paid every other Friday just like we do. And it has instilled a sense of dignity and pride that they have become some of the hardest workers in the city.
I've said this to you for years, and I'm going to say it again on live air. I know you love what you do, and you have had remarkable impact at the city corrections. But you need to be on a bigger platform. That's just keeping it 100.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And one of the things that you and I have discussed routinely is I am from Atlanta, ingrained in Atlanta, and I can retire in less than a year, and that platform will probably – not probably. That platform will be the sheriff's department. I make no bones about it. You know, so it's not breaking news. I'm glad that I'm here with you.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. That's where we are. That's where we're headed. I think from where we sit, we can do so much in our community. And from where we sit, we've been able to do that. And it gives me such pride to hear these individuals in the Pat 3 program. And I'll share this with you right quick. One of the gentlemen in the program said to me, I never thought I'd be able to buy my daughter's prom dress.
Wow.
I wasn't getting paid. I didn't have. And he just said, Chief, you've changed the course of my entire life. Mm-hmm. Other cities and led by Atlanta and Mayor Bottoms have banned the box, right? So
That's
we give people chances
right.
Through your leadership and really advocating for those kinds of actions. But this is that step beyond that. And we have had a number of inquiries from other cities and states that want to get involved and learn how to do this. So it's through this kind of leadership that we've been able to impact our community.
Chief, it takes not only the vision, but it also takes the political will to implement that vision, and you have both. That's why we're seeing the impact. And, brother, it sends chills through my body because I understand the power of alternative sentencing. I understand the power of that because I benefited from it myself. I do not have a felony on my record today because of alternative sentencing. And when you have programs led by folks like you inside of the criminal justice system, it shows you all that the criminal justice system can be. It can be exactly what you're showing us right now.
Well, again, thank you, right? I don't put your business out there. I admire you for, and this is, I'm being 100, keeping it real,
yes,
as you would
absolutely.
Say. Sometimes you got to go through something to get to something.
Right.
I've watched you. I've admired that from afar. And we've had those discussions.
We
but
have.
Those kind of discussions have led us to where we are.
Amen.
And our goal has been to go beyond the walls of the jail and really impact our community. And this has been a program like no other, as I said, that really has had an impact beyond our expectations.
Yeah.
And to see these gentlemen right now leave every morning around 6:30, going to work with a sense of pride, understanding that that money is theirs, right?
That's right.
They can support their families. They can send it to them if they need to. They get benefits. And when they get to the stage of getting benefits, that means their children have benefits. But let me tell you, take it a step further. Now, this is breaking news. We are working with Mayor Bottoms and the COO, Richard Cox, to expand the program. So right now we've started out with a pilot project of 20. Everybody won't make it through. We're down to 14 for various reasons. One gentleman graduated, the youngest of the bunch graduated, got a chance to get out early because of this program. But our goal right now, come to mid-September, is to have 200 total detainees, 50 females, 150 males in this program.
Yes. Yes, yes. Anything we can do to help you, we're here. You know that you have an open door on this program. How can people connect with you? I'm sure people want to follow you. How can they do that?
So easiest way is the Atlanta Department of Corrections website. Well, through the Atlanta website, you can connect to the Atlanta Department of Corrections website. Our number directly is 404-865-8001. That'll take you through into any department you want to get to. We also do a Love Our City campaign once or twice a year. That's where you tell us what the problem is, blighted properties, graffiti, right-of-ways that need to be cut, those types of things. You can go through Atlanta's 311 system to get to us as well. They do a great job over there making sure that the citizens can call in and do that. And I have to give, again, going back to Mayor Bottoms, she's starting a fix-it program that will allow us to go beyond. It allows us to step up into the future of apps, right? Take a picture of where your pothole is. Let us come fix it, us being the city.
Okay.
The folks over at Public Works have done a great job of, again, allowing us to transition inmates into this program as well. So it's been absolutely fantastic.
Brother, I appreciate what you bring and all of the vision that you've been able to implement while being at the City Corrections. And, you know, I'm looking forward to more.
Outstanding. And as always, I'm looking forward to more. Please follow us on at ATL Corrections on social media. So, and we take new ideas. We don't have a monopoly on good ideas. So, again, thank you for the work you've done in the community repeatedly and going to do.
Thank you.
And I look forward to it as well.
Thank you, Chief. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.